Rush Hour Catch-Up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family home builder.
Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Do you have your own rules for board games in your household? Great caller of the day prize this week. We want to get you off to see James Rain, A Crawl to Now Tour, live at the Regal Theatre, September 21. Tickets through Ticket Tech or win them as our caller of the day. 133353. Do you make your own rules up when you play board games at home? The reason why I ask this is because apparently we've all been playing Uno wrong. Well, I know at least in my household. Being a Blue Light Thursday, I dug up this old commercial, by the way.
Now the river was low and the boat wouldn't go, so we took out the you know. Now Sally's first rate and she leads with the eight, but I can't follow suit, you know. The cards come my way, but Joe reverses the play. I could be here for days, you know. Then Fred shrieks, I win, with a smart aleck grin and says, it's only a game, you know. Dad? Yeah. You know, Deluxe Uno and Uno 99. Holiday card games from Valentine.
So hopefully hearing that jogs your memory a little bit if you haven't played for a long time. Essentially, the rules of the game are, you know, you got to follow suit and try and get rid of all of the cards in your hand, and people can make you draw four, or they can make you draw two, or you can reverse them depending on the cards that you get, all that sort of stuff. But I remember playing this game and going, right, if somebody drops a draw four, if you have a draw four, you can make the next person draw eight. Or if somebody drops like a draw two, you can drop down a draw two, like all that sort of stuff, make the next person draw four, blah, 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 blah. Those are the rules that we used to play. And it used to be like solid on that sort of stuff. Well, Uno has actually come out and gone, no. So there's a lot of stuff that they've come out and they've tried to explain over the last couple of days. Certainly, you cannot stack draw two and draw four cards. Absolutely. I am totally down with that. And I've been in games where people have tried and I've stood up and gone, you cannot do that. We get very, very passionate about this in my household, by the way. You cannot stack a draw two on top of a draw four. Four and two are not the same number. No, you cannot do that. Absolutely not. Don't be ridiculous. However, someone's responded to this tweet from the official Uno account and gone, what about a draw four and a draw four? And they've come back just a flat no. No, you cannot do that. A four on top of a four. Absolutely not. No. They didn't even give an explanation. It was just they are so down on this rule that you look at the tweet and it's just a flat no with a full stop. For years, we've been doing this wrong in our household. And I want to know, 133353 from you, do you have your own rules when it comes to playing board games? Like, for example, when it comes to getting stuck in jail on the Monopoly board, right? You're meant to try and roll a double. If you don't get it on the third, then you drop 50 bucks into the pot in the middle and then you can get yourself out of jail. But does it a bit different for your household? I'll come back and take your calls.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
We're talking about the rules that you made up for board games in your household, because Uno's come out and apparently we've all been doing it wrong. You can't put a draw four on top of a draw four, which in our household was perfectly fine. That was standard Uno law in the Corelli household. Draw four on top of a draw four, go nuts. Not a problem. No, Uno's come out flat. No. Marilyn in Mullaloo, Monopoly. Tell us about these rules.
Okay, for starters, we changed the name to Monotony.
It does tend to go on a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, there was five kids in our family, so we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Who was the shoe?
Oh, look, we all took turns in various...
Okay.
Yeah, nobody really cared. Nobody wanted the thimble.
Oh, that mate, I wanted to be the car. I was like, there is a fight happening here if I'm not the car. But anyway, tell us about your rules.
So our rules were if you landed on free parking, well, it wasn't free. So
wasn't
you had
free.
To pay each player $100. I think it was about $100 to get out.
Who are you, the City of Perth?
Yes. Yeah, City of Subiaco.
Yeah, okay.
And if you ended up in jail, the only way to escape from jail was to roll an even number.
Yeah.
And then you still had to pay everybody a fee to get out. I think that was about half, $50.
Mate, you guys were brutal.
Yeah, we grew up, we were a poor family. We didn't have much, so we thought this was fun.
Yeah, no,
And the last kicker, the worst of it, was when you play, instead of when you land on something, you could buy it.
Yeah.
The only person that could buy it was one of the other players.
Yeah.
And they all had a turn in rolling the dice quickly, and whoever got the highest dice number could buy the property.
That's
the only way you could get the property.
Yeah. That is extraordinary, Marilyn. And Monopoly is a brutal game at the best of times, let alone with all of that. Lisa, in Mandurah, something a little bit more simple. You had some rules for Fish.
Yeah, the basic card game Fish. So instead of when you say, has anyone got, say, a seven, and people will give you their seven and you put it down in front of you in your pile of pairs, you put them face up instead of face down.
Okay.
And then during the game, if you had a card in your hand that matched the top card of anyone's pile of pairs, you could take their whole pile just by putting your card on top of it.
Oh, that is so awesome. I love that because that completely opens it up to flipping the leader of the game at any time.
Yeah, so you could be losing the whole time, and then right near the end, you might get someone will say, go Fish, and you pick up a five, and the winner, you know, the guy with the biggest pile of pairs has a five on the top. You just put your five on there and take the lot.
Oh, mate, that's wild. Nice. I like it, Lisa.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
But we have been talking about the rules that you have made up for the board games and card games and stuff that you play at home, because Uno has come out and said, hey, the whole draw four on top of a draw four thing? No, you're not allowed to do it. Just flat out no, which has blown us away because it's something that's been in my household for as long as we've been playing the game, which is about 25, 30 years. So the rules that you make up in your household. Gavin, tell us about the Reuben rules, mate.
When we travel, we play Uno quite a lot. And a friend of ours, Reuben, during one of the games mentioned a set of rules. So from that point on, it was always called the Reuben rules. And we, the draw four sort of stays a little bit live. So we take the draw four a little bit further. And if you drop a draw four and then someone puts another one on top at draw eight, whatever, the person with the draw four who puts it down has to pick the colour before the next person picks up the colour, the cards, whether it's four or eight, whatever. And if they pick, say, a yellow, and you just happen to have a yellow skip or a yellow reverse, you can put that down and send the draw four back to the person who put it down. And at that point, if they... Yeah, so it does get a bit antsy when someone asks you what colour you...
I'm the person to your right. You've dropped the draw four. Then I have picked up... You've said yellow, and I've picked up a skip that's yellow. Right?
Not once you've picked up. You've got to have it in your hand already.
Okay, all right. So I've got it in my hand. I'm ready to go, right?
Yep.
And I've got either a skip or a reverse. If I put the reverse down, you have to pick up four cards.
Yes.
Right?
Unless I have a reverse or a skip as well. Or so if I've got a reverse, obviously I can send it back to you again.
No
or if
way.
I've got a skip in the same colour as what you've put down as a reverse, I can then send it back to the person on the other side of me.
That is nuts, because you could literally be reversing thing. And I've had this before, like where, you know, there's been like an inordinate amount of reverses between two people. So it's gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But you could literally be reversing a draw four for like eons.
Yeah, well, you can skip all the way around and end up back to the original person.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. I love Uno. I do. I love Uno so much. It's one of my all-time favourite games. And with the Reuben rules, I have to try them out. Thanks, Gav.
Yeah. No worries, mate.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Cheryl in Leda, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Ready to have a little cracky poos at $10,000?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, but I don't think I'm going to win it.
Why, Cheryl? Why? That's not the way to look at this.
Because I never win anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're a step closer. At least you've gotten through. There are a lot of people who never win anything that never get through either.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's mainly my problem.
I guess I wonder, you know, it's almost kind of worse that you get this close, don't you? You don't win anything. But anyway, we don't know that yet. We don't know. So here's the deal. One guess away from winning 10 grand. Could it be you? We're going to find out. I'm going to play you the audio of five famous people, our mix stars. You tell me who all five are in the correct order to win that 10K. And the great thing is, of course, four are already identified. Number one, Shannon Hearn. Number two, Asha Keddie. Number three, Molly Meldrum. And number five, Prince William. Now, one extra thing here, Cheryl, right?
Yeah.
If you happen to get number four today, and the other four at the same time. So you've got all five of them right in the correct order. You won't walk away with 10 grand. You'll walk away with 11 because you pick up the extra $1,000 for having correctly guessed number four.
You've got no idea what that would mean to me at the moment.
Oh, geez. I'm sure, like a lot of people, it'll mean a lot. Let's take a listen to the audio, Cheryl. Take my hand. Let's get into this.
Initializing Mex stars in 3, 2, 1.
Fishing.
Effortless.
Idea.
Ironically.
Magnus.
Cheryl in leader for $10,000, nay, quite possibly $11,000. Can you give me all five Mex stars in the right order, please?
Number one, Shannon Hearn. Number two, Asha Keddie. Number three, Molly Meldrum. Number four, Danny McNoe. And number five, Prince William.
So we are banking on number four being Danny Minogue, because of course the other ones, you've got them. We know that. Let's pop them in, Cheryl, and find out.
Processing.
Oh, Cheryl! It's so rough. You know why it's rough and why I feel like it's rough as well? Because I don't know who they are either. You know, so I am itching for someone to walk away with this thing, not just for the cash, but so we can all figure it out. Cheryl, I'm sorry you couldn't take away the big one today, but you have a lovely week, okay?
Okay, thank you very much anyway.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Oh, wow. Okay, I hope if you've been listening, you had a chance to write down what Cheryl just said. The incorrect number four there, Danny Minogue. So you can cross that one off your list as well. Here's the deal. Become a Mix Club member. Help yourself out. Clues and a list of the most common incorrect guesses await you there.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
And as we speak, my parents, Mama Tere and Papa Sal, Papa Samutsi, are over in the UK. You're right. They're sitting in a sunroom in a backyard in Brighton with the lovely people hosting them and a couple of really good friends of theirs as well. And it's kind of special, this trip, because they've worked hard all of their lives. And at the ripe old age of 57, they've embarked on their first ever Euro trip. First ever. And they're really excited about it as well. But also, at the ripe old age of 57, technology can sometimes be an issue. Now, I said last week that we would check in with Mama Tere on her Euro trip to see how things are going and so she can still do Mama Tere's footy tips. That's on its way in around about 15 minutes. But I did manage, and they're going to hate me for this, to capture the moment my dad and his best mate Paul were sitting there trying to work out how to turn on Facebook video chat.
Tap on the picture.
No, well, that's us.
Yes.
And this is... Where are we?
You're down there. Oh, that's your other camera.
Ah. Oh. Hang on, Pete. I'm just trying to turn the camera around.
I'm so happy I'm recording this right now.
Oh, don't be stupid. hang on.
All I can see is a couch.
Yeah, I know, because I'm trying to turn the camera around.
Now the couch has gone black and white.
That gives you touch that
thing
there.
Now it's in sepia.
There's our couch. And
now you've put a filter on it.
Oh, hang on a minute.
I put a filter. I still can't see you two, though.
No, I'm trying to work out how to turn it around. Okay, filter's gone.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Swipe across and see if you can see. Oh.
You there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Try that one there.
There we go.
Hello in Australia.
We finally got there in the end. Got a lot of Bubba Tez tips in 10 minutes.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Some technical difficulties. We finally got through to them. My folks were on the other side of the globe. And I mentioned this last week that while they were there on their first ever Euro trip, we would catch up with Mum to see how she's going on Mama Tere. And of course, get her footy tips, which as soon as I... There you are.
Here's a tip for you. Go to thegame.com.au for awesome footy tipping and fantasy football. AFL footy tipping on The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Perth Now, Mazda, Thirsty Camel and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch.
Listen through the magic of Facebook Messenger, Ma. How are you?
I'm good.
Jeez, can you believe you're in the UK?
Well, I was just about to say that. No, I can't.
Mum, pull the camera away from your face. All I can see is up your nose. How was your flight?
The flight was amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Emirates, Pete. Emirates, far out. I just can't say enough about it. And, boy, did we get spoiled, especially once they found out that Dad and I, this was our first trip.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, they... Oh, then they came and got me and Dad and took us up to the bar and made us an espresso martini. And then they took photos of us with the crew. And yeah. Then...
I see. I mean, I saw one of those photos. You guys took a photo in the toilet. That's nice. Hey, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, what?
Last week's tips, you got 6 out of 9.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you belted it.
Oh, my God, Pete, how did I do that?
Bugger if I know.
Oh, my God, because we hadn't been chatting for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Is it a fluke? Well, let's find out. Let's get stuck into them for this week. Mama Tears Tips, this is really exciting. Never before on this program. Never before on this program have we had tips from another country. So this is really exciting. It's a first for the Rush Hour. Tomorrow night, the Sydney Swans host the Essendon Bombers.
I'll go Essendon.
Saturday, the Western Bulldogs.
I got a thumbs up by Paul.
Saturday, the Western Bulldogs hosting the Lions.
Western Bulldogs.
All right. The Blues and the Magpies.
Oh, I've got a bit of a nod there.
The Blues and the Pies, Ma.
Oh, who's the Blues and the Pies?
Well, the Carlton and Collingwood.
Carlton. Collingwood.
The Gold Coast Suns and the Melbourne Demons.
I call it. Who was that?
The Gold Coast Suns and the Melbourne Demons.
Gold Coast Suns?
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. Yeah, Gold Coast Suns. Just leave it at that.
Oh, God. The Saints and the Eagles.
The Saints and the Eagles. Well, the Eagles.
All right.
I reckon St. Kilda will win anyway.
That's not a tip, Ma.
I go for the Eagles. That's not. I'm saying the Saints will win.
That's not how tipping works.
No, I know.
Do you want to go the Saints?
Yeah, give me the Saints.
All right.
Give me the Saints.
Okay. All right.
Go marching in.
Oh, Port Power and the Adelaide Crows.
Port Adelaide.
Oh, Port Adelaide at home. Okay. North Melbourne and the Geelong Cats as we move to Sunday.
Well, you know me. I always go for North Melbourne.
It worked for you last week. The Hawthorn Hawks and the Giants, Greater Western Sydney.
Hawthorn.
And final game of the round at home. Listen live on Mix 94.5 from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Fremantle Dockers hosting the Richmond Tigers.
Richmond, sorry, but Richmond.
All right, I think that'll do it. Where are you off to today?
Actually, we're off to Brighton because we're going on the pier because Dad wants to have fish and chips and mushy peas.
In the land of the mushy pea.
Exactly. And then tonight I'm cooking them a pasta.
You're going to knock their socks off.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, I'll leave you to it. Warm regards from Australia.
Thank you, darling. And I still can't believe I'm here, honest to God.
It's insane.
It hasn't sunk in.
But it's great. And lots of love, and you guys stay safe, and we'll check in with you soon, okay?
Okay, see you, champ. Love you.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
The Rush Hour catch-up for Stannard Homes, WA's longest-standing family home builder.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3. On Perth's Mix 94.5.